Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, He told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must dawn glory.
You remember I told you I saw in God a door, and it was marked top secret. The Holy Spirit through Paul refers to this mystery as, this is the fourth paragraph, the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Romans 16:25. The mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God. Ephesians 3:9. Colossians 1:26-27 calls it the hidden mystery. Hidden in God. Not revealed. Not revealed in the Old Testament. Not revealed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You could not even know why Jesus came if you only had Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You could not live an overcoming life. I've heard Brother Hagin say, you think you could because you've read the rest, but you couldn't. Because Jesus said, I have many things to be revealed to you, but you can't take them yet. But I'm going to send the teacher. And He sent him, the Holy Ghost. Brim note. When I heard Satan with a fallen man cringing behind him mock God, saying, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? I saw with emphasis the fact that God did not answer him. I knew it was purposeful. I saw as it were a door in the midst of God marked top secret. God did not open that door to Satan. God did not open that door throughout the whole Testament. God did not open that door throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He did not open that door. And here's what Jesus said. When He was about to go to His passion, He said to His disciples, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak from Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. I like one translation which says, He will show you the coming things. One of the most important things the Holy Spirit would yet reveal, and it had not been revealed, was the hidden mystery of the church. It was not revealed, as we said, in the Old Testament or the Gospels, but it was revealed first through the Apostle Paul. In the book of Galatians, we might just turn there just for a minute. Glory is revealed. Verse 11, Paul's writing. Galatians chapter 1, verse 11. I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 15. When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace to reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the heathen, Gentiles, nations, really. Immediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood. He didn't get this revelation from flesh and blood. I didn't go up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But others of the apostles saw none, save James, the Lord's brother, Verse 11, afterwards, I went up again into the regions of Syria and Cilicia and was unknown to the churches. Chapter 2. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me, I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. So what did he do? I put it out for you here. He didn't go to flesh. He got saved on the road to Damascus. You remember that? And so he didn't immediately confer with the headquarters church in Jerusalem. But he went up into Arabia. And I put it all down here for you. How long was he in Arabia? We don't know. But Arabia is a long way away. We're talking the Arabian Peninsula someplace. He didn't say how long he was there. Then he went up to Damascus and stayed 3 years. Then I put down these things for you here. He went to Jerusalem 15 days. And then, but he didn't, you know, confer with them. And then he went to Syria and Cilicia where he was 14 years. And then by revelation, he went back before he told people his revelation. So 17 years plus, God was giving him the mystery of the church. You're going to find out you in that revelation that was given Paul. It's called the Pauline revelation. It is revealed in the epistles to the church, all the Bibles for the church, but not all the Bibles about the church. The New Testament epistles are to, for, and about the church. The Holy Spirit recently drew my attention to Psalm 25:14. In the Art Scrolls Hebrew to English translation, it says, "The secret of Jehovah is for them who fear him, and his covenant is to cause them to know." He had a secret, he had a mystery for the church, and he had a covenant to cause them to know it. And he worked like he does through a man. He caused Paul to know that secret. He caused Paul to know that revelation. Hallelujah. And now he causes us to know, bless the Lord, he causes us to know through the Pauline revelation. Does page 4 start with the hidden wisdom for you?
Yes.
The Holy Spirit through Paul refers it to the mystery that was kept secret, the mystery that's been hidden. What a hiding place hidden in God. And then when I first saw this passage, 1 Corinthians 2:6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are mature, it's not the wisdom of this world nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. You see, Paul had been there in that chapter. He said, when I came to you and you were first getting born again, I came with, showed you miracles and power. But when you grow up some, I'm going to give you some wisdom. It's even greater than the power demonstrated in those miracles. This is the greatest part of that wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2:6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are mature, not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Remember, man fell from the glory. He separated from the glory of God for all have sinned and come short of the glory. But he said there is a wisdom, there is a plan, there is a mystery that will get you back into the glory. Hallelujah. I love the Amplified. Yet when we are among the full-grown, spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, we impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden. But it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age or of this world, nor of the leaders and rulers of this world who are being brought to nothing and are doomed to pass away. But rather what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God once hidden from the human understanding and now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages and for our glorification, to lift us into the glory of his presence. And it says he sent the Lord of glory to get this for us. We had fallen from the glory. But the mystery is, when you're born again, Colossians 1, 26, 27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The glory of God, the fullness of God, the presence of God. He comes in you. He said unto you, and I've got these in the notes here, he spoke into you when you were darkness, like the world darkness, and he said, light be, glory be. And he came in you, Christ, in you, the hope of glory. We've already gone on over this. I don't know if you were here, but it's in the notes if you were not. Then it says we are to look in the Bible as if it's a mirror for the glory of God, and we are to yield to the Holy Spirit, and then he transfigures us. He changes us from one degree of glory to the next until we are in the image of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now there's a book all about this, and that book's the book of Ephesians. So turn to it. I read in this book more than any other book. Hallelujah. For this, you can go to the book of Ephesians, part 1. And the key verse for our study is Ephesians 5, 27. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. And I say her because this word right here is a feminine word. Every time you see the word church, it's feminine. Because we're the bride of Christ. Christ also loved the ecclesia and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. The picture here is of a bride. And the picture is of his washing, like the brides were washed in the days of old, like Esther was washed. Go back and read it. But he washes us and prepares us with the washing of water by the word, that he might present us. Oh, glory. Get that syllabus on Revelation. There's quite a lot to presentations. We're going to be presented to him. Woo! Glory to God. And we're going to be fit for him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar revealing the glory that was held in a Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.